Welcome to the Post Game Plan. I am your host, Ali Samani. This is the career development hub for all current and former NBA players. Just an opportunity to highlight and talk about some of the great things they're doing off the court. And today we have a very special guest. His name is Kenny Anderson. He was the second overall pick in the 1991 NBA draft by the New Jersey Nets. Played about 15 to 16 years in the league. Was a former NBA All-Star, a high school phenom, coming from Queens, New York, and is currently the head coach of David Poznak Jewish Day School in Davie, Florida. Kenny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. My pleasure, man. Great to have you. I know it's going to be a really insightful interview, just because I know you've been through a number of different experiences, which I'm sure you know you could share a bunch of wisdom with some of the current players that are out there, as well as some of the former players, in terms of how you kind of went about your career transition and the things you learned along the way, which could help other players that are out there right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I had retired in 2005 and it wasn't sure. You know, it's hard, you know, making that transition from, you know, being in the NBA for 14 years and then all of a sudden it just stops, you know, when you finish playing. So I had to make a decision on, you know, what I was going to do. And mine was to be a coach because I wanted to give back, you know, not only my knowledge on the court, but off the court also. I think coaching is more mentoring, you know, duties also.
Absolutely. So you retired from the game in 2005. When do you think, I know you entered in 1991, when do you think you started thinking about life after basketball?
You know, I guess, you know, 2005 when I, you know, I was still trying to, you know, I was working out, trying to stay in shape, maybe to continue, you know,
right,
to stay in the league for another year or two. But my mother passed away.
Okay.
My mother passed away in 2005. You know, I just thought it was a, you know, hey, God has blessed me, you know, let my mother see my career, you know, play throughout.
Right.
And I just thought it was that time to give it up. And that's when I said it's time to do something else.
Yeah. So what kind of methods did you take to determine that coaching was right for you? Like when you first retired, I mean, there's so many different opportunities that kind of are presented to you as an NBA basketball player. I talked to so many guys and a lot of them say, you know, you get business opportunities from this guy or investment opportunities from this individual. You know, what did you go into any business opportunities or investment opportunities, or did you think that coaching was right for you right from the get-go?
Coaching was right for me because, you know, well, first of all, you know, let's go back. You know, 2005, I was retired. You know, my mother passed away. So I said, you know, hey, what am I going to do? So, I went back to school and got my degree.
That's fantastic.
That was the first thing I had to do. You know, because I told my mother I was going to go back to school and get my degree, but just for myself, you know, education is very important. And I always procrastinated when I was playing in the league, like I'm taking courses during the off season. I just never did it. So, you know, I went back, got my transcript from Georgia Tech, you know, so, and then I'm down here in Florida, so I went to St. Thomas University. I graduated from St. Thomas University. They took 40 of my credits from Georgia Tech, and it took me 2 years to graduate. And I graduated organizational leadership skills degree.
That's fantastic.
So that was the biggest accomplishment probably in my life that I did after 20 years going back to school.
Congratulations.
That was huge. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Now, did you know, I mean, in a lot of coaching positions, there's a necessity to have a college degree. Is that right?
Yeah, you need certain universities. You need a college degree. And, you know, I knew that going in, but, you know, my main thing was, can I do this?
Exactly.
Can I challenge myself? It wasn't about, you know, getting the degree for college coaching or anything, but I wanted to push myself. I wanted to challenge myself. And when I got that degree, it was like, it was huge. It was surreal, man. It was the best thing. When they called my name up here to get that diploma, it was better than getting called to get that hat. from David Stern.
That's a powerful statement, man. That's a powerful statement.
It was just a huge accomplishment. Wow. And I tell all my kids and my team and all that, basketball is easy. You know, I tell them, basketball, you got to get in the gym, repetition, shoot, dribble, do drills. But, hey, the real life after all of this is taking care of family, you know, getting the real job, being in the real world, and being a father. Hey, that's where it gets serious at. That's, you know what I mean? That's the serious part.
Yeah. Those are some powerful statements. I mean, education, and you kind of mentioned that, you know, your name being called by whoever, I guess, the leader of St. Thomas University was more powerful to you than being called by David Stern and getting that hat. I mean, that's a very powerful statement, and it goes to show you the power of education and, I guess, the ability that and the freedom that it can give you and the knowledge and kind of empowerment that it can give you, I guess, right?
Yeah. Knowledge could not be taken away.
Exactly.
You know, first of all, you try to say, hey, what do you want to do, you know, with yourself after basketball? But if you have no education, you don't know what you could do.
Right.
So it's not, everything works hand in hand.
Right.
So I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to tell you, listen, I don't know that business. I don't know investment. I don't know about politics. I don't know. But what I do know is about basketball, and I know about giving off maybe, you know, mentoring, giving some of these young kids, you know, some life lessons that I've been through. Maybe they don't go down the same path that I've been through. Some of my mishaps, you know, that's what I do know, you know. But then to further yourself, you have to get education to do all that other stuff that you might want to get into. You just can't get into it blindly.
Right. Now, let me ask you, when you were playing in the NBA, and even after, did you make any business or investment opportunities? Did you get involved in anything like that?
Well, I never did. I never got into investments of, you know, anything like that. I just wasn't sure. I wasn't that going on. I still do, but other than that, I just didn't do any business ventures.
Okay. Now, you said that, you know, you were always interested in coaching. Can you tell me a little bit about how you kind of maneuvered and set yourself up for a position with your current role at the junior day school?
Yeah, what I did was I've always wanted to coach. My mentor, Vincent Smith, coached me, and Jack Curran. Those are mentors of mine, very, very big-time mentors. You know, so I always looked at them and how they reached out to kids and how they helped kids develop themselves as young men, not only, you know, good basketball players, but as young men. And I always wanted to give back and do the same. And, you know, I wanted to coach after retiring. Not only did I go back to school, I set up, you know, a basketball academy. I trained kids individually one-on-one. I went to the youth. You know, and that's what I do now on some of my spare time. I do training, you know, to teach kids about, you know, fundamentals of basketball.
Right.
Just working out on their game. And I just think, you know, being in the NBA for 14 years and being an All-American and in high school and college, I think you could get these kids here.
Exactly.
They'll listen. So
exactly.
Then once I get them listening, then I'll see how they're doing in school, see how they're doing in life. And just, you know, that's where the mentorship comes in at. So I think, you know, basketball that opened so many doors for me. And, you know, that's how I looked at, you know, Poznań High School, Poznań Jewish Day School. That's where I'm at. It's a program that's trying to build itself up. And they came and they hired me. And it's just a great fit for me. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Absolutely. Now, I really like what you're saying here. I mean, the first thing that kind of resonated with, even, you know, with myself as well as some of the players that I've interviewed as well, is number one is getting that education. Getting the education,
sure.
So you have the ability to determine what opportunities exist out there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you're able to better decipher what's good for you and what's not good for you. And then second, is a question that I kind of want to have a follow-up to. You mentioned having a mentor. Did you have a mentor when you were playing the game, or was this something that you developed, excuse me, something that you developed after you retired in 2005?
No, I have a mentor. I had a mentor. My mentor was with me since I was 8 years old.
Okay.
And his name is Vincent Smith.
Okay.
If you know the history of Kenny Anderson, you know Vincent Smith, you know, and Pierre Turner, who really, that was my supporting cast. And they really helped me a great deal. I come from a one-parent home in Queens, New York. And, you know, Vincent helped me out a great deal. You know, we did a lot of things together. We worked extremely hard in the gym at Lost Battalion Hall.
Lost Battalion Hall?
Oh, yeah, man. Lost Battalion Hall.
That's awesome. Where, I actually played basketball there.
Yeah, that's where it all started for me.
Okay.
That's where I lived at, from 3:30 in the afternoon to 11 at night.
Okay.
And, you know, after a while, you know, they started leaving the gym open for another hour. So sometimes I would leave there at midnight.
Right.
But they had a little office in the Lost Battalion Hall where I would do my homework at. I would do my homework at the Lost Battalion Hall, and then I would come out and play basketball, work out all my games, you know, with Vincent Smith, and then I would play pickup, you know, with some of the older guys and some of the players there. And it made me who I was as a player and as a person because I was around some good people.
So a lot of the young guys right now, I mean, they, you know, it's kind of the NBA, even the community, the fraternity, it changes every day, right? Like, you know, we're in a kind of a digital age. Now people are using Twitter, Facebook, and the way people communicate is completely different from the way they used to. And getting a mentor, you know, is not something that each individual has. Each player has, and sometimes they have great coaches that have helped them along the way, but having a life mentor is completely different. Is that something that you would suggest to some of the guys that are out there right now?
Well, it's not what I suggest. It's who you look up to. It's who you want to mentor you. You can't take anybody. You can't. These guys, you know, some of these guys got guys that's not in it for their best interest.
Right.
But they think that there's, oh, that's my mentor. Well, you know, if that's who you look up to, God bless you. But, you know, it might not work out for you that way because these guys may be leeches, maybe, you know, ulterior motives. So, you know, everybody is different strokes for different folks. You know, I just feel you can get advice from anybody. It's who you get the advice from. You know what I mean? You can get advice from a bum on the street. You know what I mean? But that advice might not be good for you. So it's just mainly, man, or who you look up to and who you think has your best interest, you know. And it's not about, you know, really, you really got to get into ulterior motives. Why is this person, you know, in your corner? You know, is it unconditionally? Is he really trying to help you better yourself as a person, a ball player in life? Or he wants some money in the long run. My people, my mentors, was not interested in any money. It was interested in making me grow as a human being and being a good basketball player. And to this day, they still with me. So I don't know, you know, who, you know, how to get people, you know, hey, I'm going to get you a life lesson, you know, mentor. Or you got to choose that on your own.
Right. Now, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, your current role? If there was a player right now out in the league and, you know, he had a certain desire and interest in coaching, what would he do? What would that individual do? How would they get to that position? How should they position themselves?
I would let him know that it's going to be difficult because I think a lot of times the NBA is more like a network, good old boy network. You have to be connected. One of your friends might have to get a GM job that knows you and give you a coaching job, assistant, or things of that nature. So, you know, I would forget going right into the NBA because you got a lot of these coaches in the NBA, you know, are inferior, you know, of an ex-player being on their staff. You know what I mean? So, you know, me personally, I just went back to, you know, what's rewarding and what's passionate about me. And I'm with the youth, you know what I mean? And one day, if that calling comes 5-10 years from now, maybe coaching in the NBA and that and an opportunity looks good and I feel that, you know, it's not about money with me. It's about passion. It feels good about me taking that job. I will. But me, I went back down. I went all the way to the, you know, from the beginning, the foundation of basketball, and that's the youth. And that's where I feel much better at, you know, coaching on the high school level and on the college level. So a lot of times dealing with the NBA, you got a lot of politics that you got to fight through of, you know, being, you know, player development. I tried to, you know, get to that position, you know, with numerous NBA teams, and they wouldn't hire me. How would you not hire Kenny Anderson, a number two pick, who a former All-Star, who, you know, I experienced so much in the league. How can I help some of these young kids that's coming in the league?
Right.
I don't get it. So, So, me, I just say, listen, man, I'm just going to go and do, you know, go, you know, to the high school level where I think I'll get more rewards, you know, rewarding feeling out of it.
Right.
So, personally, you know, you just got to work. You got to put, because everybody have a perception of you, you know, I don't know, NBA players, former NBA players, some of the general managers now or some of the coaches, you know, now the head coaches, maybe they have a perception of, you know, former NBA players that they don't, you know, they're not going to put out the work. They're not going to be passionate about their job. I don't know what it is, but I don't get into it. So that's my feeling about that whole, you know, NBA thing. So I would tell these guys, if you're looking to get in, even in the college coach, you might have to start, you know, down under so you can build a resume and get to maybe a college job or a pro job.
That's powerful advice. So definitely if there are players out there that are interested in these types of positions in any shape, way, or form, you know, really start at a grassroots level, because then you're building your resume and you can kind of establish your presence from there and build it up maybe to a college level or to an NBA level, whatever it is. But understanding the grassroots, you got to be willing to do that work, because things aren't going to come just as easy when you retire from the game. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Or maybe do like some of these other guys do. I didn't do it. On your way out, you know, you got a year left. Start, you know, I don't mean brown nose. You can all use the term brown nose, but start if you're a point guard, you know, you got a year left, you're a veteran. Start going and, you know, ask the head coach, hey, can I come into some of the coaching meetings
right
in the morning before practice? Can I come in and go over some of the things? Start being a coach, you know, while you're on that team, and get a great relationship with that head coach and get a great relationship with that general manager so they'll know you as a person and not only a player. And then they'll bring you in there, they'll click, they'll bring you in. They'll say, hey, you know, I know that kid, he's retired now. I want to bring him in. I respect him. I feel he would be a good addition to the staff. You could go that route too. You know what I mean? So there's ways you could build, you know. Like I always tell a kid, you know, build bridges, you know what I mean? Build bridges, relationships. Don't burn bridges, but sometimes you just got to, you know, do your grinding. But that's another thing. You got to do your grinding and do your work before you retire. When you know 1 or 2 years left, that's when you're going to, or 2, 3 years, that's when you got to start building relationships with different people connected.
Exactly. I really like that advice, man. Kenny, that's powerful. Now, can you tell me at the end of each show, and this has been a fantastic show, I think you've really helped many of our listeners, we have a pay it forward type of moment where, you know, whoever is with us on that day gets an opportunity to speak to some of the current as well as former players about, you know, their experiences and tips and advice that they would give. If it's one or two things that you think are very valuable that you could pass down to, you know, current players as well as the former players and how they could succeed.
Well, you know, bottom line, you know, you're a basketball player. You're a pro basketball player. Be a professional. Remember, you know, don't let the lifestyle, you know, don't get caught up into the lifestyle. You know, take care of your body and stay grounded, stay humble, and just keep working and keep focused. And that's basically, you know, what I would tell a professional. You know, you got to take care of your body, take care of yourself. You know, stay away from drugs, stay away from alcohol, and just you know, take your job seriously because it's a great job, great paying job. If you do those things, you will get, you will keep getting more money. You will keep being, you know, you will keep being satisfied with your play. You got to be consistent. But first and foremost, you have to take care of your body and you got to take care of your mind mentally. Do not get caught up, you know, with the NBA lifestyle. It can suck you in.
That's fantastic advice, Kenny. Now, I know that you're also you're the new head coach of David Poznak. Can you tell me what some of the things you tell your current players right now, the young kids? So if there's aspiring players that are listening to this interview, what would you say to them?
The same. All these distractions out here. If you want to commit yourself to anything, basketball, football, baseball, you got to commit. You got to work at it every day. You got to be in the gym. You know, I ain't creating a wheel or nothing like that. It's about repetition. Got to get in the gym, get your shots up, take care. You know, get your workout on as far as your body. You know, do all the drills, and you combine your the way you put in sports wise, you have to put in education wise. You have to have a great balance. High school, I tell most of my kids when I was in high school, I went to Archbishop Molloy High School. That's all I did. Was basketball school. That's all I did. And I think the balance is very important for some of these high school players. If you want to do well on the basketball court, do well in school also, because it's going to define you in the long run. You know, when you can't play basketball forever. You know, I retired at 35. Got my whole life, you know, my whole life to live. So only going to have to fall back on something. But if you are in any sport and you're trying to get better at it, you got to work and commit yourself.
That's fantastic advice. Kenny Anderson, the new head coach of David Poznak Jewish Day School, former NBA All-Star, second overall pick in the 1991 NBA Draft. A pleasure to have you, Kenny. Thank you so much for taking the time out for the post-game plan. We really appreciate it, and we hope to have you on in the future and discussing some of your new accomplishments and achievements as a new head coach.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Take care, sir. And thank you, everyone, for listening.